Blake Burris with KJAN Sports, and today I have the head coach of the Audubon Wheelers, Coach Sean Burks. Coach, thank you for taking time out of your busy day this morning.
You bet. Appreciate the coverage.
Coach, Friday night you had a great win against Collins Maxwell, 68-18, but it was only 8-6 after the first quarter before your team really blew it open. What adjustments did you make after the first quarter that helped your offense?
No major adjustments. We just finally got the ball. You know, they took 6 minutes off the clock on their opening drive, picked up several third downs. They picked up 2 fourth downs. They bled the play clock down, and we didn't get the ball until about halfway through the quarter. We went down and scored. Unfortunately, later on in the first half, they also had a kick return touchdown, so they kept it close. But, you know, the first possession, that, you know, like I said, that most of the quarter was gone by the time that happened. So once we got rolling in the second quarter, we extended the lead, and then it really got away in the third quarter. You know, we returned the opening kick for a touchdown in the second half. Then they fumbled. We scored on a short possession, short field, and then they fumbled again, and we scored on a short field. And then the next drive, we kept them to a punt, and we returned the punt for a touchdown. So, you know, 34 points in the third quarter, mainly set up by short fields with turnovers and 2 special teams touchdowns. And then we were able to kind of get the JV in and get some subs going from there. So that's always good too.
Yeah, you talked about that third quarter blowing it open. You outscored them 34-0. What is the feeling like as a coach along the sideline, knowing that, hey, it just seems like it doesn't matter what we call, what play it is, we're finding a way to execute, making big plays? Just talk about the feeling that goes amongst the coaching staff there and as well as the players when it just seems everything's going your way.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's always fun on a Friday night when things work. We thought we had some ideas going into the week, some plays and concepts that would work, and the kids executed. Got to give them credit. The other thing is just kind of a sigh of relief. You can get your varsity guys out. You can get your JV guys in, especially at this time of the year. You know, we knew if we won Friday, we'd wrap up a district title. So now all of a sudden, you know, we're thinking about the future games a little more than the present game. You're able to get those sophomores and freshmen and other JV guys a chance to get on the field on a Friday night, which they don't always get. So overall, it's always good to put it in cruise control and win comfortably in a season in which we haven't been able to do that very much because our schedule has been so loaded. So it was nice to get a comfortable win in week 7 and get rolling and get our JV guys in and then start looking forward to week 8.
Yeah, 6-1 now on the season, winning 6 in a row after losing that opener to begin the season. And like you just said, wrapped up a district championship, so punch your ticket to the playoffs. When did you know? Was there a moment during the season or the preseason maybe? When did you feel like, hey, this team has a chance to be really good and do something special?
You know, we had an idea this summer that our kids had some potential. I think our camps at Central showed us we had some pieces. But I really think it was probably during the St. Ed's game, I think, where people kind of had predicted them to be pretty good. And we hung a 60-point performance, and that was coming right after Exira when we put up 50, 60, or whatever it was. So, you know, kind of middle of the season, we put up 2 big offensive numbers, and then we came back, and our defense played really well the next 2 weeks. So just kind of starting to put it all together. And then, you know, against Glidden-Ralston, you know, the district title game, you know, 2 weeks ago, so to speak, when we both came in undefeated. And, you know, we won by 2 touchdowns. They punched one in late, but really, you know, we led pretty comfortably most of the game. So, yeah, just like kind of that middle part of the season where they started to put what we thought we had seen and we saw some potential, we really started putting it together and kept that arrow trending up. It's always good to play better every week and keep playing well late into the season.
With only 1 regular season game remaining, and knowing you've already punched your ticket to that playoff, has it changed the way you've prepared this week, or maybe will use some of your guys this week, knowing that, not that the game doesn't matter, but it really doesn't, knowing you've already punched your ticket to the playoff?
No, it matters. You know, we're going to approach this week like any other week. Our kids have worked really hard, and that we set goals in our program every year of win a district title, play home playoff games, and play indoor football. And number one, they punched that playoff ticket with the district title, but they want to play home playoff games. And you need to be undefeated in your district to host every round. So the kids know that. They're aware of that. It's something we openly talk about. And they're playing to keep, you know, make the playoff road run through Audubon in the postseason. So there's plenty on the line this week.
with Baxter coming in this week, a 5-2 team. They're a team that they want to air it out more so than run the football with quarterback Perrin Suzzle, who has 29 touchdowns and 4 interceptions on the year. How do you try to slow that passing offense down for the Bolts?
It's tough. They're really good. Quarterback's really good. Wide receiver that's averaging 10-plus catches and 3 touchdowns and 100-and-some yards a week is really impressive. You just have to mix things up. You got to change up your coverages a little bit. You got to bring some pressure at times. But you also have to understand that they're built to score points. They're built for big plays. So there's going to be some things that happen. You just have to limit the explosiveness. You can't miss a tackle in the open field and turn a 10-yard gain into a 60-yard gain. We got to make them put together third-down conversions, fourth-down conversions, fly to the ball, rally the ball, and hopefully our defensive line can get in the backfield, because if he has a long time to throw and receivers have a long time to create separation, it creates some major headaches.
That is head coach of the Audubon Wheelers, Coach Sean Burks. Coach, thank you for taking time out of your busy day, and good luck on Friday night and moving forward into the playoffs.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This has been Blake Burris with KJAN Sports.